The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
The topic that we're trying to discuss related to tomorrow, Yawmul Quds, which is the day that all people that understand the conditions and they are human enough to understand that they need to support, come, of course, led by Muslimin. They're the Muslimin are the ones, the Muslim leadership, the Islamic leadership, designed this, ordered it, commanded Muslimin, and the Muslimin have been coming out for all these years, but there have been others that have joined as well. While that armed movement is necessary, here's the question. The question is, how will the Zionist regime come down? How will Israel be wiped off the map? How will that happen? There seems to be different views regarding this. And of course, I'm not sure how much people actually spend time thinking about that. It is something to think about. How are we going to bring down the Zionist regime? What is our what's our strategy? What are we supposed to be doing? Is what's happening in Gaza, is what happened and is happening in Lebanon, in Syria, the part that is related to Israel, the armed movements and the defense mechanism and the defense system systems set up in those areas. And hopefully we will see that in the West Bank as well. Are these ways that the Zionist regime is going to be dismantled, is going to be wiped off of the map? Is it going to be some missile that Iran is going to launch from somewhere within its borders, or Syria is going to launch, or Iran is going to launch from within Syrian borders, as they say, because the Islamic Republic works with people. They don't go into somebody's house and say, we're going to do this, forget you, and so on and so forth. Yes, of course, if the Americans use a different country like they did in Iraq to shoot down and to assassinate believers, Iranian and Iraqi, then they're full rights. They're not going to coordinate that with anybody. You killed the believers there in Iraq. Now the American base in Iraq is going to be attacked, and we're not going to make arrangements with anyone or seek permission from anyone. But to do something within the borders of a country with their presence, with the presence of the Iranians, and do something that those governments don't want, no, that's not their policy. The people of every country decide what happens in their country, and they work together. It's a collaboration. It's not like the relationship of the Americans in Iraq. They go into Iraq. The Iraqi people didn't want Haj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis to be assassinated. The Iraqi people didn't want Haj Qasim to be assassinated. The Iraqi people didn't want the Americans to do any of the things that they wanted. But the Americans don't make any arrangements with the Iraqi government or with anyone in Iraq. Just go do whatever they want. That's not how the Islamic Republic is with these areas. Anyway, is it going to be some Syrian missile, some Hezbollah missile? And Hezbollah, again, is also doing things based on what they see, right? The Islamic Republic supports them, supplies them, and so on and so forth. But they make decisions based on what they see, right? Are they going to be shooting some missiles? Is Hamas or Jihad al-Islami going to start launching missiles against the government establishments in Tel Aviv, in Haifa, and wherever else they may be? Is that how the Israeli government and the Israeli regime is going to be wiped off of the map? Is it how the Westerners say that what they mean by wiping it off the map is to the way they think, because this is how the Americans do it. They say, we're going to wipe off Hiroshima off the map. And what do? They nuked it. That's how they do it. When they want to wipe a place off the map, their version is bombs. The mother of all bombs dropped in Afghanistan. All these bombs, they're in love with bombs. Destruction, wipe it off. That's what they mean when they say wipe it off. Is that how it is? Do we think that these organizations with their arms and their defense mechanisms are going to be dismantling the Israeli regime? Some may be thinking that way. The way Imam Khomeini has told us this regime will be wiped off the map is not through those means. Although those means are necessary for defending the people who need defending in those areas that were mentioned. But for the Israeli regime to be wiped off the face of the earth, Imam Khomeini's strategy from the day he announced Yawm al-Quds is a people's movement marching every year until it will be possible that they march, no missile, no bomb, no guns. Of course, again, at that point, the Israelis and the Americans, their backers, will try to use force. Hezbollah, Hamas, Jihad al-Islami, perhaps other movements, Ansarullah, the Yemeni's people, they will all be prepared to defend the people that will be marching. And they will not allow a massacre of those people who are marching into Palestinian cities that have other names that the Zionist regime has put on them. The people will march and they will dismantle it without destroying anything except for the symbols of Zionism, the symbols of Kufr. Besides that, everything will remain and will all be about construction. This is a strategy, brothers, sisters. This is a different way of dealing with things. Let me use the example of the Islamic Republic. There were those who believed that we need to fight the system militarily, with arms. And they did take up arms against the regime in Iran, the Shah's regime. They took up arms. They smuggled guns in, they smuggled bombs in, and they tried to use them against the regime. Not that the regime doesn't deserve this, that's another point. Not that Israel doesn't deserve it. Anyone in Israel, and that includes a lot of, unfortunately, people in Israel, have been part of this occupation, have been part of the killing of innocent people. So not that they don't deserve to be treated in that way. But what is our way of dealing with these systems, these governments? With the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini's strategy, based on what he understood from Quran and Hadith, is while there need to be people who defend the innocent, but the way you're going to be taking down the system is by popular movement. People need to come out on the streets and say that this system should be no more. When a global march is launched against the Israeli regime and it marches, breaks down those walls, goes into their parliament, their centers of government, and demand that whoever is not originally Palestinian must leave, and here are the jets, get out of here. And there is no such government any longer. It's all gone. When that happens, nobody can get in the way. No nuke can stop people flooding the streets of Haifa and other cities in Palestine that are under Israeli rule, unfortunately. This march on Quds Day, going out in numbers, whatever numbers we can afford, we can't say, oh, there isn't enough, we're not going to go. No, whatever the numbers are, it's a global effort. When you add every 5, 10, 20, 100, 200 or more in whatever city, whatever location to the numbers that are global, it keeps on adding to the figure. But that is the strategy of Islam. That's the strategy of the leadership, that popular march, people marching every year annually, will lead to a march that will actually walk into Palestine. And inshallah, we will see that. We will see that. Look at the march on the day of Quds in this way and understand how much more important it is than what you ever thought it was. This isn't simply just going out there, creating awareness. All those things are going to happen. It is giving awareness to people. It is showing a face to the Zionists. But it's building up more than anything. This is the strategy of the Islamic global movement to wipe the Zionists off the map. And inshallah, it will happen. It has taken quite some time. And it will take some more time. But this is how it's going to happen. Arms need to be there for defense. But the way that these governments are going to be taken down is by the demand of their own people.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Oh. I will caress with my bare hands every precious grain of sand, every stone and every tree. 'Cause no matter what they do, they can never hurt you. 'Cause your soul will always be free.